breaking down all the key reasons on why this could be an opportunity.
It's a good opportunity.
Good opportunity.
Or bust.
It's a bust.
It's a bust.
Hey, hey, welcome to this edition of Opportunity or Bust, where, that sounded weird, Opportunity or Bust. I feel like I don't know where that accent came from, but I do know that on today's episode of Opportunity or Bust, I'm going to talk about one-on-one coaching, and more specifically, I think having this through the lens of the coach and through the lens of the client or the person being coached, why would this be an opportunity for you and why this would be a bust? So let's dive in. I want to start with just kind of explaining one thing about one-on-one coaching. So when I got started in business, early in the years, this is 2013, I was working with a branding firm and they asked me who my business coach was. I didn't realize that business coaches existed. So I didn't know, I was like a business coach. Like, that's a real thing. Oh, okay. So let me look into it. So I looked into it and I got started with a coach. It was a one-on-one coach. She was amazing. I worked with her for 8 years with my first company. So I actually had a lot of experience working with one-on-one coaches. This is in the brick and mortar local business. And when I came into the online space, it was like this whole different world with coaching. And I'll just kind of share a couple of like first reactions. The first one, I was like, wow, coaching can be expensive. Like, and the thing was, and I'm not trying to poo-poo on the coaching industry by any means, because I think coaches are really necessary. But one of the things that was kind of crazy that I was noticing is that there were coaches that were charging, you know, pretty high premium rates for coaching, and they had like half the experience of my one-on-one coach, and they weren't even giving nowhere near the attention as the one-on-one coach. So I was very hesitant to enroll with any just kind of business coaches, you know, in the online space, because it was really tough to find something that I guess maybe in their eyes and maybe the eyes of their market or their clients, it was highly valuable. But for me, where I came from, I'm like, I can get a lot more than that for, you know, a much better rate and something that seems more feasible to me. So I never really went too deep into group coaching. There was one experience where I had some group coaching. I did this one thing and I kind of was like basically lied to when I got enrolled into it, because I thought, you know, they were going to help me with getting published in some of these big publishing notifications. It was very much so a way overpromised, underdelivered type experience. But that's besides the point. I just wanted to share that because, like, I have a lot of experience with one-on-one coaching, specifically through the eyes of the client, not so much the coach. But I think because I've had so much experience, I can also share some insight just from the coach's perspective, because I think from the coach's perspective, there's a couple things more on like the business. And I've had these conversations with my one-on-one coach about this too. And she's kind of shared her experience and why she likes the one-on-one model more than the group model, and kind of how it works. And I think the answer to it really comes down to, what do you want? Like, how do you want to serve? And, you know, group coaching is fine. I think there's nothing wrong with it. And one-on-one, I think is fine too. You can make a very nice living doing one-on-one coaching, right? My one-on-one coach, she didn't work Fridays. She had like, I don't know, I think 50 clients or something like that. You know, she was $350 a month. It was just her. You know, she didn't have, and she did kind of, I think she had one other thing that she did. It was like a peer advisory board. Very successful, living a nice home, did really well for herself, like very nice life, right? Nothing wrong with that. And it was a one-on-one coaching model. The group coaching is obviously more scalable, you know, and has its, you know, benefits too. But that's not the point of this episode. I'm not trying to give a comparison between one-on-one and group, and I feel like I'm going down that rabbit hole. So let me bring it back to focus here and talk about the opportunities, why one-on-one coaching is an opportunity, and how it can be an opportunity through the eyes of the client and through the business. I want to start with the business, and I want to start with this. And this is the reason why I went through this little rant or whatever you call it, it's kind of like rabbit hole rant in the very beginning about one-on-one versus group, is that there's not a lot of one-on-one coaches out there. And there's just not. Most people go into the group model because they, you know, they see that there's more benefits with group. It's more scalable. They believe that the clients have better experiences, which I think is debatable. I've been in group and I've been on one-on-one, and I can definitely say that there's some things that I got out of the one-on-one that the group didn't offer that were critical. And I'm going to talk about these things in this podcast to be in place for me to be able to get to that next step that I would have never gotten in group, ever gotten in group. So keep that in mind, that really needs to be dispelled here. So, because I think there's some myths going around about one-on-one. Let's go through the eyes of the coach. I think the biggest opportunity is I believe that your clients are going to get better results. If you're a one-on-one coach, I personally believe that it's just kind of like, I've gone to the gym, I've had a personal trainer, and I've been in classes where it's me and, you know, 20 other people. I can tell you right now, when I've got that personal trainer there with me, coaching me on my moves, watching how I'm doing things, I have a far, far better workout than if I'm in that room. And not to say the group isn't the same, but I definitely have a better workout. And I will say that when I worked with my one-on-one coach, she was able to really dive into my business. I mean, at a pretty deep level, and uncover some things going on. And, you know, it was 1 2-hour session a month, and that's all it needed to be. And it didn't need to be any more than that. That was plenty. You know, sometimes I'd shoot her an email here or there with some updates and she'd respond. It was fine. But it was, you know, to go into it, like to be able to like uncover what's really going on in somebody's business. It's kind of hard to do that in group, you know, like to really get down into the weeds there. Down deep into the core of what's happening and find the problems to be able to coach people through them. There's just like with one-on-one, you've got that advantage, right? You got that advantage with one-on-one, where I think it's a competitive advantage. And this is, again, through the eyes of the business owner, I do believe you have a competitive advantage offering one-on-one versus group. Now, depends on your market and who you're serving, but there's definitely, because, and I mentioned this earlier, you don't see as many one-on-one coaches out there. And if they are out there, they're just exorbitantly expensive. I mean, and I'm sorry if you're a coach and you're listening, like, I'm sorry, it's a lot of money. I mean, my coach was $350 a month, you know, for coaching. And I got, you know, I'm again, like this is somebody who had tremendous business success. She was an executive of a multi-million dollar firm in her early 20s. She dealt with large, you know, teams. She worked on the leadership teams at Walmart Corporation. She owned businesses, real estate. Like, she did it a lot, you know, and this was just her passion. And even other coaches, when I was in the local market, I noticed that was kind of the price range. And when I came online, it was just like, once you like attach that, like I'm an online entrepreneur online, or I'm online coaching, it was almost seemed like it just automatically added this massive premium to it. And, so, you know, for depending on who you are and where you're at in your business, you know, that can be feasible or not, you know, depends on where you're at. I mean, like when I got started, I was kind of early on. So to go into it and to think about like the opportunity here for a coach, to be one-on-one, I would say that it gives you a competitive edge because you don't see it, and you can make a really nice living. You can have a book of, you know, 40 or so clients meet with, you can work 4 days a week, make well into the six figures doing that. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want to do, go do it. Right. You can have a nice life doing that. There's very respectable. So I think it definitely gives you an edge, and it also really positions you to quickly, I think, especially if I went into the online space right now offering pretty much the same service or offer that my one-on-one coach, I believe that I would build a clientele base pretty quickly, you know, because I have not only the experience, a lot more experience than, you know, over 10 years experience, you know, I've been in this game for a while now, in entrepreneurship, and being able to bring that at a rate that I think a lot of people would find to be more palatable and more justifiable, and kind of structuring it, I think it would attract clients very quickly. And you could ask yourself that question too, you know, look at your experience, look at what you're doing. You know, maybe this is something you want to get into, you know, do the math. You know, I always say that, just do the math. Like, if I charge X amount of dollars times what, you know, is this creating the lifestyle that I want? And I think you could be surprised. So that's the, you know, from the actual lens of the coach, I would say that is a big opportunity. And then also I believe your students or your clients, not students, I'm going to say clients, I think you're going to get them better results, especially in business, because in business, there's having that person who can really dive deep with you in your business and help you, you know, get unstuck in those really hard places. You're going to get better results that, like, through that one-on-one model than you will from the group. And I know people are listening, like, yeah, but the group, you get a collaboration and everything. It's like, yeah, but nobody's going deep on my business, right? Having these really sensitive, there's sometimes, that's the other thing too. You, and this is the benefit, this is one of the opportunities I'll say from the standpoint of the client working one-on-one, is that sometimes there's some really sensitive things you need to talk about in your coaching call. You know, we're looking at my numbers, we're looking at my books, we're looking at, you know, how, like, talking about really sensitive things that are very confidential information too, by the way. Very, especially when I was selling my business, I couldn't have had that conversation in a group format. I can't let that information out. That's between me and this one person, and we've signed a confidentiality agreement that keeps things under wraps. Like, I wouldn't have been able to talk about that. The group would not have served me in that time that I needed most. So for the clients, like, you're going to get, as a client using a one-on-one, and again, you only need to meet with this person once a month. This is not something you got to do weekly. Once a month is plenty. 2 hours was a good time frame too, by the way. Mine were 2-hour meetings, and 2 hours was enough to really dive deep and unpack a lot of things and really get to some conclusions. If it was 1 hour, it would have felt too short. 2 hours was a good time frame. Plus I like to talk, man. No, go figure, right? So I think with the one-on-one model, like, you definitely are going to have a better opportunity to get more results from the clients that you serve, especially with business, because you can really, like, dive deep with them on what they're working on and help them, you know, kind of untangle whatever mess is there. And I don't think, honestly, like, now I kind of look back on it, I don't know if I would have gotten as far as I did in my business if I didn't have my one-on-one coach and I had group, because I'm thinking about some of my biggest breakthrough moments came from those, like, deep dive one-on-one sessions with my coach. I mean, really sensitive things. Like, I'm not discussing this in the group. This is too sensitive. Not going to do it. So that's a big benefit. So I think that, you know, one last thing I want to touch on, when, right, you put out an, like, your goal is to get somebody some result, right? Some kind of a result. And I think that when you're working with them more intimately, I believe that you give yourself more leverage in that service to be able to get to them a place of results. So I think you're going to learn more about the person. And the more you know, the more you learn about where their, you know, friction points are, the easier it's going to be for you to smooth them out. So I do believe that that also, you know, is a benefit and an opportunity for you as a coach to be able to leverage in your business, and you're going to see more results. Your clients are probably going to stay with you longer. We did 6-month contracts with my coach, and it wasn't like, I see a lot of coaching programs where it's like, you've got a specified time period and we're going to get you to that result in that time period, which I think is great in some respects. But at the same time, I just want to have somebody who can he can be my coach and kind of evolve with me as I go through this journey of business. And as things unfold and I need to figure out how to navigate through it, I want to have a good coach there that can kind of coach me through those decisions. And that's the benefit of one-on-one. You get that. Now, I will say, like, in group, you do get to crowdsource that. But there's, you know, you can, I think that there's opportunities out there. I've been part of all kinds of little, you know, mastermind groups and things like that, where it's just, you know, a handful of people that are, you know, on the same page as far as what they're looking to achieve, all the personalities align. And we're like, hey, let's meet up once a week and just like talk about our business and see how things are going, and was able to kind of get that. So I think it's harder to find that valuable person, or that person who can bring value to enough, a valuable opinion, right? Or objective, valuable opinion to your situation to help you navigate through it. And that's where one-on-one, I think, really stands out. So those are the opportunities that I believe are the most prevalent in one-on-one coaching. There might be some others that others out there that maybe I missed, but those were the ones that really stood out to me the most when I worked with my one-on-one. Okay, now let's talk about the bust, right? How is one-on-one coaching a bust? Well, the most obvious, you know, I guess the thing that probably most people, and I know this for a fact because people talk about it anytime they talk about one-on-one coaching, it's always kind of like shot into the gutter. And are like, you can't scale that. It eats up all your time. Think about your time. Think about, and it's like, I get it. Think about your time. It's tough to scale. It is tough to scale. I mean, if you have aspirations to like grow a $1 million coaching business, it's going to be more challenging doing it one-on-one than it will be in group. Not to say that it can't be done, but it's going to be far more challenging. So it's tough to scale. And it's not as scalable doing one-on-one, especially if the brand's really attached to you and you as a person. You know, Jake Anderson Coaching, I mean, it's going to be Jake Anderson Coaching. That's what you get, is me coaching you. And when I run out of time of people that I can coach, then I'm done. My business is scaled. Unless I bring on other products or I sell digital products. And honestly, I've actually thought about doing that at one point. It's like, I'll just one-on-one coach, you know, a handful of people that I really like, and make it more about the people that these are people I truly want to help and speak to. And then whatever money I make above and beyond that is going to be like digital products, affiliate offers, you know, things like that, right? And that's kind of where that's actually been a thought. You know, it's like, if I could take 30 people, for example, that I really like, and anytime we have conversations, we just, the exchange of energy is really strong. It's like, listen, you know, my fee's $500 a month. It's one-on-one. You get a lot of, you know, close attention. And, you know, that's $15,000 a month that covers that takes care of me and my expenses and everything. And I'm living very comfortably. I'm happy. I get to help people I like and help their businesses grow, and anything else I make above and beyond that can be through, you know, my products and just different products and things to that nature. Might be a thought that you've had, right? You know, is it a bust? You know, is it a bust to go that route? I think it depends. It depends on you, what your vision is, and what success really means to you. The other thing is, in, you know, with one-on-one coaching, I think there is something to be said, and I'm kind of going to pull this in because when I was talking about it from the opportunity standpoint, I mentioned that collaboration is not part of the experience. And I think there is something to be said when there is like a mastermind effect and you can kind of get different perspectives into the mix. And when you miss that, I think there are some people I think really seek that out. So from like the lens of a coach, it can be something that hurts you depending on who your target market is and who you're really trying to serve. They might look at that as a weakness, not a strength. that you don't have that collaborative feature. Now, my last coach, or the one who my one-on-one coach, she had a peer advisory group, and that was like the collaborative thing. And you had the choice if you wanted to be part of that. It was an extra fee to do that, and it was another. It was a completely different experience, separate aside from what she was doing one-on-one. But it's what she did, and it worked out. So you were able to get both. So I think this is an interesting opportunity or bust, because I think it's an opportunity depending on how you see how you want to design your life. You know, I've kind of been battling it with my own self. I've been trying to think like, what do I really want? And here's a little moment of introspection for you to kind of wrap up this episode. Cause I've been thinking like, what do I want? Like, how do I want to serve? And like, what I want life to look like? And, you know, I really do enjoy connecting with people on that intimate one-on-one level. I like those, like when I'm like on a call and it's like, I really thrive in a one-on-one setting far more than I do in a group setting, far more. I mean, when I'm just one-on-one with somebody and we're having like that moment of just brilliance in our conversation and what we're doing, it's just not the same as, when I'm speaking to a group. Like, I don't feel that same exchange of energy. And so I've been thinking about, part of me wants, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because this might be something you're thinking about too. It's like, part of me wants to do one-on-one because I love that. But then there's part of me that like kind of pulls me to the side. I was like, yeah, but you know, what about the freedom? You know, like you have to like, don't you want to just kind of like live life on your own terms? It's like, well, yeah, I want that. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? But, I mean, I like connecting with people. And I know that if I introduce some kind of a one-on-one type, you know, coaching, I mean, it'd be in podcasting, because that's where my thing is, you know, like really focusing on, you know, that area. But I know it would stand out. And it would be a powerful offer. It'd be, I think, in a lot of ways, very irresistible. And I could be real selective, the people who I actually want to work with. So it's choices. It's like, do you want to have that on your own terms type of life? Cause I think you give up a little bit of that when you go one-on-one, right? That's kind of where, that's another little hidden bust there. It's like, you can't just, you know, wake up. I mean, you got calls, you got meetings during the day, you got to do some coaching, but you know what? That's serving. That's what it is. Like, and you can still impact more people. You can have an aspect of your business that has that one to many. Maybe it's a, you know, quarterly retreat or event or something like that that serves the masses. And you got products that people, different frameworks and methodologies and models that you've created that really can help people. And, you know, maybe it's more of a DIY thing, but you put it out there, and then what you do on a day-to-day basis, as far as how, like, you're really diving into like certain people and helping them through that process. So I think it's something to think about, you know. I think it's definitely something to think about. I'm kind of, you know, on the brink of really trying to figure out what does my offer look like. And, you know, I think a big part of that is definitely considering this one-on-one model. And I'm not saying that's where I'm going, I'm not there yet, but it's where it's definitely in the cards. I'll just say that. It's definitely in the cards. That's what I love about capitalism, because we get to kind of carve our own paths. That's why I'm wearing my capitalist pig hat. If you're watching a YouTube video version of this, you'll see my hat, capitalist pig. If you're not subscribed to my channel, definitely go check it out. It's Jake Anderson. I think that's what it is. I think it's just Jake. Let me look here. It's Jake Anderson. I should know this off the top of my head. But anyway, look me up. I'm going to have the link in the show notes anyway. Especially as this blog comes out, you'll have the video there. So you'll be able to find it if you're following my content. But That's it. One-on-one coaching. Let me know, you know, in the comment section, you know, on the blog, if you're there and you want to leave some feedback, like, let me know what you think about one-on-one coaching. How aligned was this message with you? Does this align with you? You know, maybe it's completely off. Do you even have a coach? Is that something you even consider? Do you even know about business coaches? I think there's still people out there that don't even realize that this is a thing. Like it was for me when I was getting started, I didn't realize that there was a thing of business coaches. But it's anybody you look at who has achieved any high level of success, they all have, well, several things in common, but there is one thing in common they all have, and that's they all had coaches. So I'll leave you with that. Think on it, stew on it, and let me know what you think. Have a happy Saturday for today's opportunity or bust. I'm going to leave you on this thing to chew on as you move through the weekend. And I will see you tomorrow for a moment of introspection as we get ready for the week to kick things off and have some massive success. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.